Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. With no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Friday morning. Happy Friday to you. It's no longer a happy almost Friday. It's just flat out Friday. Fabulous, fantastic. It's a holiday weekend for a lot of people. Juneteenth is next week. We've got Father's Day on Sunday, the U.S. Open that's taking place, and potentially could be crowning champions in both hoops and hockey by Saturday. I'm telling you, not in my 12 years of springs here at the network. So I've been in this gig since 2013 when the network launched. And not in 12 years have I missed both. And look how sad I am. I'm actually not sad. It's okay if I miss it. We'll talk about it when we're back next week. I'm taking a long weekend because of Father's Day. And so I won't be here on Sunday night, but neither team is playing on Sunday night, or neither series is on Sunday night, even if they do get extended to 5 games. So we had asked the question, how do you feel if they both end in sweeps? And then that led us to the next question, when was the last time that they both ended in sweeps? You know what? I have a feeling our friend Alan in Toronto will have the answer to that question. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Amy. There have been 20 sweeps in NHL history, 9 sweeps in NBA history. Mm-hmm. And the last time and only time it happened was in 1995, the Los Angeles Lakers over the Orlando Magic. Hakeem Olajuwon was the MVP. And Detroit and New Jersey back in 1995 as well, the very same year. That was a major, major upset because Detroit was 33-11-4. And the Devils were 22-18-8, and an 18-point differential. And the Devils swept them in 4 straight. And you know, I'm a Detroit fan. I've been a Detroit fan since my boyhood days, and I was really, really upset.
Oh.
And then the following year, Detroit had the greatest year in NHL history at that time. They had 131 points, and they still didn't make the they still didn't win the cup that year. And in 1997 and 1998, Detroit swept. They swept Philadelphia in 97, and Detroit and sorry, Washington in 1998, in four straight, 2 years in a row. That was their solid years, and that was the very last time there's been a sweep in the NHL. And the NBA, the last time there's been a sweep in the NBA, the Warriors defeated the Cavaliers.
Right, in 18.
In four straight. In 2007, 2008, they swept the Cavaliers in four straight both those years.
No, that was 18.
And they got
it
even
was,
with them.
Wait, hold on. It was
2016.
Alan.
That was their greatest
year. Alan, that was just a few years ago. That was in 2018 when the Warriors... last played, wasn't that the end of their four straight NBA final matchups against each other?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was just 2018, I believe.
Yeah, 2018. I might have had a slip of the tongue.
It's okay. But so you're saying the last time that they both had sweeps?
That was the greatest year, regular season-wise, for the Warriors.
So I think what we heard from Alan is that the last time that they were both sweeps in the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final was in 1995. And Jay looked that up, and he confirmed. So Alan told us the last time was in 95. So we're talking about nearly 30 years since we've had sweeps in both. But, Jay, you told me that it happened one other time.
It did, actually. In 1983, the Islanders swept the Oilers, and the 76ers swept the Lakers.
Oh, the Oilers. They haven't had a Stanley Cup since 1990, and it doesn't look like they're going to end that streak. I know there's a lot of upset Canadian hockey fans. So you're saying it's happened twice in hoops and hockey, that we've had sweeps in each season, but once in the 80s, once in the 90s, and not since then.
Right, correct.
All right. And is Alan concurring with that? Alan, do you concur?
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about 1983. You're exactly right.
All right. So that's good, but we appreciate the information, Alan. I actually think that both the fan bases, well, maybe they're split, but I bet there are a bunch of Boston fans and Panthers fans who actually wouldn't mind if they went to game five so that the celebration could be at home or the potential culmination and coronation could be at home.
I don't mind myself because then we can concentrate on the baseball season. I still remember 1960,
baseball.
Montreal defeated Toronto, and I was bitterly disappointed when Montreal defeated Toronto in four straight. And there was only two series back then. And it ended on April the 14th, and my dad told me, cheer
up. I don't remember that.
It's over. The season's over. Now we can concentrate on the baseball
season. Oh, right. Well, see, here's the thing, though. The series goes so late now that you're, I don't know, 3 weeks away from training camps. No, it's not quite. It's about five-ish weeks away from NFL training camp. So, yeah, baseball will have the spotlight for a little bit, but not for very long.
You're right, yeah. And the NHL draft is, if the series goes seven games, the NHL draft is 4 days later.
That's so exciting.
So it's,
Alan, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you. I hope you enjoy your weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much for taking my call, Amy.
You're welcome. 855-212-4227. Jay, I think we've got the consensus then. It's been 29 years since we've had a sweep in both series.
That's it.
All right. Phew. Glad to know. How would you feel if they were both sweeps?
It's kind of lame.
Spoken like a true millennial. It's meh. It's kind of lame.
It is. You wait so long, especially like in the NBA, and it feels like it's been months and months, because it almost has been 2 months of playoffs, and you get to this point, and then...
Oh, it's been 2 months, all right.
I mean,
with like week-long gaps here and there.
Are these the best four teams in the two sports playing? Maybe. I mean, I think both teams have earned to be... have earned the right to be here.
I think the Eastern Conference teams are.
Oh, that I agree
Panthers
with
and Celtics are by far the best.
100% agree with that. But it's kind of... puts a damper on the whole playoffs when you end in sweeps. They've been decent games, I suppose, but...
We haven't had a Game 7 since the semifinals. The NBA, it was... Well, Eastern Conference semifinals. It was the Knicks and Pacers that went to a Game 7. And we had a 7 between Stars and Oilers? Do we have a... No, that was over in 6.
Canucks and Oilers went 7.
That's right. Okay, so it's been a while. I don't know. There's not much hope for Game 7s in either of these series, especially when... Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton. They've got the crowd behind them. They get 5 shots in the first period between Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, which is what you want. They're generating shots early, and they did have the edge and the advantage in shots on goal, but There's Sergei Bobrovsky, who's now one win away from his first Stanley Cup. So the game is tied early in the second period. You may not think about the Panthers as being the team that is quicker to strike, but what they do really well is take advantage of turnovers. And the number of times that they were able to wrest the puck away or force a turnover and then use it as a scoring opportunity, man, that comes back to bite the Oilers in the rear.
Out comes Lundell, got it to center before he pushes it deep inside the Oilers' zone. Now played out front shot, they score! What a setup, Tarasenko out in front! He was set up by Luostarinen, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 10:48 to play here in the second. Broberg, he'll be bumped into. Now a loose puck here on the near side, turned over, Tkachuk out in front, a chance, and they score upstairs! It's Sam Bennett, the Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 6:03 to play here in the second. Barkov to Rodriguez, Barkov in front, a long shot, and he scores! Barkov makes it 4-1 Panthers with 4:29 to go in the second. The captain streaks it alone, and the Panthers lead by a trio.
Three goals in 6.5 minutes. Actually, not even 6.5 minutes in the second period, and they're able to take mistakes or miscues, turnovers by the Oilers, and use those. Now, there were a couple of goals in the third period by the Oilers, and so it was tight, a little uncomfortable there. It's a big-time save by Bob late in the game against, I think it was Ryan McLeod, right? Late stages where they could have tied it. Ultimately, 32 saves by Sergei Bobrovsky again. And would you believe he's enjoying this? This is his kind of, you want to call him for a good time? Well, this is what he thinks is a good time.
You just focus on each and every moment, and it's a fun challenge. You know, it's a fun challenge to play against them because they bring the best and they make smart plays. And I think opponent made a very smart play to pass to him. So it was a great challenge.
Yeah, 32 saves, kind of replicating what he did in the opener of this series. Game four is coming up on Saturday night. It was great for the Panthers to have their captain, Alexander Barkov, on the ice. He scored that fourth goal, but also had an assist. And he was talking to Sportsnet after the game.
We know it's going to be the hardest game for sure. And obviously we take everything. We don't take anything granted. So every single day is one day at a time, one thing at a time. And whether it's one period, one shift, we take it one at a time. So that's how we've been whole year. So that's it.
We're playing a good team. And I think two of the three games, probably could have went either way. We could be up 2-1 right now, but that's not the case, and that's not how this league or the sport works, unfortunately. Just got to find a way to dig ourselves out.
I thought we did a good job of getting pucks to the net and bodies to the net. You know, we can't score on the outside, and these guys, you got to get to the middle.
Leon Draisaitl says they could easily be up 2-1. Gosh, the Pacers are speaking that language, right? The Mavericks actually feel like they could have taken at least one, if not two, from the Celtics. And Connor McDavid, I mean, he's telling you they're closer, but closer isn't good enough when you've just got now this one kind of opportunity. From now on, you are facing elimination. Every game could be your last. I know they have game four in Edmonton. I'm actually hoping that what the Panthers fan base is feeling and experiencing as the team is one win away from the Stanley Cup is offering some joy and maybe a little relief in the wake of the crazy storms and rain in South Florida. We talked to a listener earlier who is right there near the arena. And he was talking about how they've had 2 feet of rain. Well, I heard that on the news, 2 feet of rain, but it's been raining for 4 days straight in South Florida, specifically in the Miami area. It's just been really bad. So I'm glad they were able to get to Edmonton. Again, game four is coming up on Saturday night. Between now and then, it's game four in the NBA Finals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You can find us on Twix at A-Law Radio. Or also on our Facebook page. Yeah, mixed reaction to a potential double sweep at this level, at the championship level. for a franchise that's never had a championship like the Panthers, and for a Celtics franchise that's come so close multiple times since 2008, but hasn't been able to capitalize. I can imagine they'll take it however they can get it. And I think it's worth noting that sweeps really do underscore the greatness and the dominance of these two teams. It's hard to do. What these two teams have done is hard to do. And it's also notable that they've both come close, and specifically last year. I mean, the Panthers have talked about how every bit of the last 365 days has pointed them to this point. Right? They've worked toward it. They've talked about it. They've ruminated in it. They've used it as motivation. They refuse to let down. We talked to, remind me who it was that we spoke to in South Florida, who was at CBS Miami, who talked to us about how it's a moving train, essentially. Even guys who were first-year players, like Rodriguez, is a first-year player with the Panthers.
That was our friend Mike Cugno.
Mike Cugno, thank you. CBS 4 in Miami. Those first-year guys had to get on a moving train, a speeding train with the Panthers, because they were going, come hell or high water, this was always the goal. They've been a team on a mission. Then you think about the Celtics. I know they were in the finals in 22. They had a 2-1 lead there. They didn't capitalize. But even last year might have been even more painful because of the potential they felt like they had. They so desperately wanted to get back. And as Jaylen Brown talks about, and he has talked about, it's been a source of pain all year long. Even now, he talks about feeling those emotions from Game 7 against the Heat last spring.
Last year, just falling short. On your home floor, it definitely hurt, and it was embarrassing, in my opinion. I felt like the team was relying on me. I mean, JT got hurt in game 7, and I dropped the ball. So, you know, to me, it was embarrassing, and it drove me all summer, drove me crazy.
That's some pretty candid comments from Jaylen Brown. Not the first time he said it, but here on the eve of them potentially winning this title, he's still using that as motivation. And man, has he not been the best player in these finals so far? On both ends of the court, he's been a man on a mission, a little possessed, but it's been terrific to see the transformation for him. Obviously a long way to go. I mean, that's proverbial long way to go. It's actually 48 minutes. They were behind by 13 in Dallas in game 3. That was in the first half. We saw flashes. We saw 35 points from Kyrie. We saw flashes before Luka fouled out. This 22-2 run, they outscored the Celtics by 20 in a relatively quick stretch. And then it was just a stagnant stretch where nobody scored. For what was it, 3-plus minutes? They were right there. But they've got to be able to do that over the course of a full game. So, yeah, this is really moment of truth for Kyrie and the Mavericks.
As a competitor, as a hooper, to be experiencing at this level is an incredible teacher for me. I use it as a moment to learn, how hard it is to win.
For great players, you have to fail to understand, how to be successful at the highest stage, and this is the highest level, is being in the finals.
Put up or shut up time, baby. I'm sure that these Celtics fans would love hosting Kyrie one more time if, by chance, the series goes to a game 5. Yeah, it'd be weird if both champions won over the weekend and we weren't here to talk about it. I don't know, Jay, if a champion is crowned and After Hours isn't on the air, does it actually happen?
Does it make a sound?
All right. On Twix at Amy After Hours, you can weigh in. Some of you are saying, meh. Well, I'm paraphrasing. You don't really care. You're ready for it to be baseball season. I mean, it's kind of football season. Just kidding. It's not actually football season yet, but they are going through their mandatory OTAs.
It's put up and shut up time.
Right? It's put up and shut up time. It's also U.S. Open time. And Tom Brady just because he was honored this week and he did a bunch of media interviews. I think it was Thursday, most of them, but I've kind of seen him pop up all over the place. He's always the it guy, but he's getting ready for his new gig coming up in the fall. Man, before you know it, September, don't tell me, first Fox broadcast would be that Sunday, right? Who has the season opener? Is it NBC?
Oh, which network?
Yeah, which network has the season opener? That Thursday night game.
Is it Prime?
For season opener? I don't know. Let's check it out. These are questions
that
we haven't even considered, right? Like, it's stuff that we don't even, and it's not here yet. But now inquiring minds want to know. Tell me.
I got it. It's NBC.
It's NBC. That's what I figured, because somewhere along the lines, they lose a Sunday night football game. So this is kind of the deal.
Chiefs, Ravens, September 5th, 8:20 Eastern time, NBC.
All right. So the first Fox game then is probably going to be on the weekend on the Sunday. Right.
Ease him in.
Wait, I bet we can figure it out. Week one games. The first international game, that one's on Peacock. Oh, there we go. I found it. You ready? I remember this now. The Dallas Cowboys.
He has the Cowboys in the first game?
Yeah, he's got the Cowboys and
Michael
the Browns.
Strahan told him that.
Yeah, that's right. Tom Brady will make his Fox broadcasting debut when the Cowboys head to the Browns in week number one. And yes, it is a nationally televised game. You know what's really funny? I mean, they're not home, but that week one, the day before the Cowboys kick off in Cleveland, I'll be in Dallas. Why? Why am I a day late and a dollar short?
Almost.
Too bad that game wasn't on Dallas turf, because I might have stayed. Nah, got to come back. Got to come back to the headquarters.
And you want to see Jerry's World too, right?
I do. It's actually on my bucket list. I'm hoping to see it this year. Potentially go to a game. Swing it somehow. Why? I can't believe we're talking about it. We need to enjoy our June. And to enjoy our Father's Day weekend at our U.S. Open.
June's almost half over.
Zip it.
That's crazy, right?
Zip it emoji. It's crazy. It's After Hours with Amy.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Lawrence, good morning to you. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I'm really proud of my body of work over the past 15 years and everything that I have achieved, whether it be season-long titles or individual tournaments or majors. Obviously, getting my hands on a fifth major has taken quite a while, but I'm more confident than ever that I'm that I'm right there, that I'm as close as I've ever been.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one, Rory McIlroy. I know we're only one round into the U.S. Open, but man, can you imagine the emotion if he ends up winning what would be his fifth major? And he's talked about needing patience. He knows he's close. He's had some near misses in the last 10 years, but it's been a decade. It's not the same as Tiger Woods, so I'm not telling you it is. But remember 2019, and it had been 11 years since Tiger had won a major. Now, he'd been through, gosh, everything. His own personal family and relationship issues. He'd been through a transformation as a human simply because his life was exposed. He'd gone, 2 years without golfing, roughly? Then he had how many back surgeries? All of that keeping him from winning a major. The talk about whether or not he's back, is he really back? Is this time he's actually back? And it had been 11 years. He went from the 2008 U.S. Open to the 2019 Masters and finally won another major. Now, Rory still has a lot of golf in him. For Tiger, I think there was this sense, and this is even before the traffic accident, there's a sense that that might have been the last time, which is why it was so great. I mean, he's still Tiger Woods, but now he's battling his own physical body every time he steps out on the court. You'll hear him actually talk about the decisions he has to make when he's not in tournaments. But for Rory, who's gone now 10-plus years without a major win, he's come so close. We know that he resonates with golf fans. So we've talked to golf analysts who've pointed out that even as viewers are tuning out in mass numbers from watching golf on TV. Now, they're still showing up at tournaments, but they're not watching golf on... We are not watching golf on TV right now. Jay and I would say the same thing. We're just not. Even with the majors. I know Valhalla was a little bit different because of the whole Scottie Scheffler thing. We're not watching golf the way that we used to. The ratings are down more than 20% on average for golf tournaments this season. And there's a lot of theories why. But the one tournament that saw a spike in ratings is when Rory won. And so considering it's been 10 years, and he right now really represents kind of the hope of the PGA Tour. In this case, it's a major. It's the U.S. Open. It's Father's Day weekend. I'm not sure if you heard. He and his wife just reconciled. They had filed for divorce, and they've actually decided they're going to get back together. They're going to stay together, but they're back together as a married couple. All of those reasons, golf would go nuts and fans would go nuts if he won at Pinehurst. It's just one step, but it was a huge step for him. Tied for the lead. He birdied the 18th. Actually, he birdied 16 and 18 and was able to walk off the course on Thursday with a birdie and with a share of the lead. And so it's neat because he's embracing patience, and that really worked for him to go steady Eddie through the opening round.
I thought I'd left it short. That's why I walked after it. So full disclosure. It looked good though. I think there was a stretch there in the back nine. I birdied 10 and then hit a good shot into 11, made par. Good shot into 12, made par. Good shot into 13, made par. Good shot into 14, made par. And I was just on this run of hitting at the 20 feet and two putting. Actually had a good two putt on 15. But I just felt like my patience, I could have got a little impatient, but I felt like my patience was rewarded there with, birdies, in two of the last three holes. So, it was really nice to finish like that.
So finishing with birdies on two of the last three holes, but there aren't very many red numbers. You've got Patrick Cantlay and you've got Rory McIlroy sitting at -5. And you've got Bryson DeChambeau there at -3. He said this was one of the most physically demanding rounds, and this course is a physically demanding course. I can imagine it. It is more, way more than what he typically plays on LIV.
Patience.
It's a mixed leaderboard. Sergio Garcia's in red numbers. He's at -1. But yeah, you've only got five guys who are minus three or lower. And according to most of the analysts and even the golfers themselves, Thursday was going to be the best day to score. Moving through the tournament, it's going to get drier, which means it's going to get slicker, and the greens are going to get faster. It's going to get harder to find a place to land. Gosh, this is a tournament where in the U.S. Open, or the USGA loves it this way, where you're going to see guys land where they think they're safe on the green, and then it rolls back off. I mean, it's treacherous out there on the greens. And if you miss the greens, like Tiger did, he only hit half of the greens in regulation. Well, then you're making the round that much more difficult. And he's talked about how he's battling his body the whole time. He's got to stay warm because instantly, if he gets in a car and he's in the air condition, he tightens up that quickly. And yet he does feel like, as much as it's a balancing act, there's still reason to hope.
I'm physically getting better as the year has gone on. It's just I haven't been able to play as much because I just don't want to hurt myself pre, and then I won't be able to play in the major championship. So it's pick your poison, right? Play a lot and with the potential of not playing, or not play and fight being not as sharp.
He's at plus four. He actually started out with a birdie, and even though the fans weren't quite awake yet, it wasn't a loud Tiger roar, a typical Tiger roar. He still got the fans excited. And so for a minute there, he was tied for the lead when he started with the birdie on his opening hole. But yeah, he struggled because of the fact that he was having a hard time hitting the greens in regulation. Not that he's alone. There's some pretty bloated numbers on the leaderboard, or it's not the leaderboard, it's the board after the opening round. Like Phil Mickelson sitting at plus nine. No idea where the cut line will be. It kind of depends on how many guys slide back to the pack. And, you know, there's still potential for him to make the cut. I know fans would be psyched about that, except he'd be off the course pretty early unless there's some major charge on Friday.
It's like around plus two, maybe, I'd bet.
Yeah, so he's got an opportunity. And again, if that's where we're sitting right now, if the numbers drop, meaning you've got guys who scuffle, even the guys who are sitting at under par right now, if they scuffle on Friday and it gets more challenging, well, then those numbers will come down, which means you'll have a higher cut line, if that makes sense. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but always ends on Father's Day weekend, and there's a lot of people in and out of golf who are rooting for Rory, because at this point he's kind of the voice slash storyline that moves the needles. It's just a phrase that we use in radio and TV. There's not that many needles out there anymore, but yeah, it spikes the needles, meaning it gives you kind of a good spike of interest and people tune in if you're talking about Rory. Not quite like Caitlin Clark, but you know, he's still Rory McIlroy, and it'd be a really cool story too. All right, on Twix at A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. We're glad to have you with us. A little Tom Brady, just because it's kind of his week, right? And I think there were some really inspiring clips that come out of his retirement ceremony on Wednesday, or his number getting retired. And also he's been doing a little bit of pub and just talked about what he's most worried about as he heads to the broadcast booth. What better way to end your Friday with the GOAT? Right, Jay? Jay loves Tom Brady.
I'm a big Tom Brady fan.
I know. That's what I said. You love Tom Brady. It's good. Although I still don't think Tom Brady's retirement and the Celtics about to win an NBA championship makes Boston the it city in sports. People are insisting that it's New England right now because of Brady. I don't know.
Next question.
He did say he's a Patriot forever, but I don't think you get credit for him anymore.
Squatters' rights?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I am Tom Brady.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And I am a patriot.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I like it. It's a day for Tom Brady to have not just his number retired by the Patriots, but the announcement of a 12-foot-tall statue. And people ask me, why would they do this in June? Well, he deserves his own night, and the fans deserve to be there as opposed to it being some halftime. Not to mention they can sell tickets and make quite the revenue from this particular event, because I would say there would be even more people who want to show up for Brady's retirement than they do for a Patriots regular season game, in some cases, depending upon, well, last year for sure, but depending upon how they do moving forward. So, yeah, it was a big-time deal, and in the wake of it, a lot of clips were coming out for what Tom was saying. He had it was a three-hour ceremony, lots of special guests, as we talked about, but he also had a pretty intense speech, and you can tell he put a lot of emotion into it. This is one of the clips that I love that was going viral on Thursday.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
Those are some pretty lofty standards. He's saying you don't have to be special in terms of your talent, your physical skills and abilities. You just have to do what other people do not, and that is stay consistent, be determined, have the work ethic, the integrity, all those things. So very inspirational and a formula for success. But as many great champions have talked about in the past, and we talked about this or we heard about this from Chuck Cooperstein, when he was describing the impact and the legacy of Jerry West, Larry Bird said he wasn't a great coach because his standard was so high that he couldn't deal with people not working the way that he did, but also not playing the way that he did. In actual games, it was just too stressful his standard was too high. And so it was interesting then to hear Tom Brady, who did a couple of interviews on Thursday, including one with Sports Illustrated and Jimmy Traina, that he's actually worried about letting go of who he was and embracing who he is now, which is a broadcaster.
I think there's a high expectation of how I expect the game to be played, because I was there and I saw Coach Belichick and I saw Hall of Famers and I played with them and played against them and I played in big games. And there's just a certain expectation level that I see for really great performers. And I want to see these guys perform really well. But if I, part of the contribution to make is, how do I help other people be successful as well? How can I play a role in seeing other people achieve their goals and cross the finish line? So what wisdom can I impart on the game, people, coaches, refs, fans, that they can take from the things that I've learned to say, hey, this is going to help me? I think the important part for me would be, how do I just continue to make it fun for people to enjoy the viewing experience? Sometimes I get a little too serious because I see myself as quarterback Tom Brady, as opposed to let's enjoy a great game of football Tom Brady. Sometimes I become maybe a little too critical. So I'm trying to make sure that I have the right tone. And, I was tough on my teammates. I was tough on Wes and Julian. I was tough on the running backs and the line. And I was fiery and competitive. And I just want to make sure that doesn't I'm very specific of how I think the game should be played. And I want to see the game evolve and grow.
That's quite the revelation. But again, to know that about himself, the way that some of these other greats had to realize, I can't coach because I can't watch guys not do it the way that I did it and the way that I know it needs to be done in order to win. And he said, I love how he talks about himself in the third person. Can I get away from quarterback Tom Brady and be, let's have fun watching a football game Tom Brady? Yeah, could you imagine? If he's not that guy, it would be awful. It'd be tough TV.
I just want to, laugh.
I think it would be really, intense, and people would be so into it. It would break the internet if Tom Brady just lights up the quarterbacks who are playing and he picks them apart.
I don't think the league would like that.
I don't think Dak Prescott would like that. Remember, the first game he's doing is Dak Prescott, theoretically, if he's starting for the Cowboys and not injured, which I hope he's not. And then Deshaun Watson. Could you imagine if what we got was quarterback Tom Brady and him being tough on these guys because they're not doing it the way that he knows it can be done? That's got to be hard. I wouldn't say that this is anything similar, only that I kind of understand about your work person versus your, hey, let's hang out and have fun person. No one invites me to a Super Bowl party anymore. And I can't really go to a Super Bowl party because I can't have fun watching the Super Bowl. My brain's going a mile a minute. I have to take notes. I have to listen. I've got to rewind and watch things again. Screw the commercials. I don't even see them till after the game, most of them, because I'm too busy figuring out how I'm going to talk about it and what storylines and analysis. And yeah, it's going to be really difficult for him to just enjoy watching a football game without thinking about how it could be played differently at the QB position. I can understand that.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely get that. But also, though, he doesn't have to totally turn off that quarterback self. He can kind of just has to find a balance because he is still working, right? He's not just sitting down the couch watching a football game.
Yeah, but he can't
be
ripping apart Dak Prescott.
No, he can't do that. But he can if it's just, right? You know what I mean?
If he's fair.
Exactly.
If he's fair.
Exactly.
Recognizing that Dak Prescott's not Tom Brady.
And
not quarterback Tom Brady.
Like, why what he just did there was wrong. But don't go out of your way to say he's bad because I would have done this. But if he does a play where it's clearly that was the wrong play, it's okay to say why that was wrong. And from Brady's insight, it's going to be better than anyone else's.
You know who gets frustrated sometimes? And you can hear it is Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He'll watch other guys do what he... or try to do what he can do, or do something wrong, or throw up. I mean, he gets visibly frustrated and upset about it on the show. Eli's not quite that way. Peyton is such a, he's a known perfectionist.
Yeah, also not as good, really.
Well, true, but I mean, Peyton was a perfectionist, right? That's the same thing as Tom Brady. That's why they speak the same language. They were tireless workers. They never stopped with the receivers, and they expected that same level of commitment, and as he talks about, that same level of determination from everybody else around them, which is why they made other guys great, right? They took guys that maybe would have been run-of-the-mill, relatively average football players.
Wes Welker.
And they become potential Hall of Famers, team Hall of Famers, and champions. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, he's going to be, I think, a fun listen. Probably going to learn a lot from him. So different than I can see his face is my name. Not Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman's actually critical. Tony Romo's not so critical. He'll break down plays, or at least he used to. But now it's not the same. It's pretty supportive for both sides. I actually think Tony does a good job. I think he and Jim have a good rapport, but it's become more rah-rah than it used to be. That's for sure. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, Jay drew my attention to something on social. I'm going to assume that this was corrected before it made it to the actual rings. On the inside of the Super Bowl rings, the final scores of all four playoff games that the Chiefs won on their way to their back-to-back title, it also includes the opponent's playoff seed. Okay. Remember last year the Chiefs had to go on the road? For the first time in Patrick Mahomes' career, they had to go on the road for a playoff game? Well, on the inside of the ring, now this is the diagram originally put out there by Justin's, the seed of the Dolphins is wrong. And people are noticing it and saying, are you kidding me? So I don't know because I haven't seen the inside of an actual ring. I'm assuming that someone poured over it with a fine-tooth comb and that these diagrams were put out there and then the error was noticed and corrected. We're just going to assume that.
I don't know.
Have you seen the inside of any of the rings that were actually handed out on Thursday night?
I have not. Just the diagram.
Just the diagram.
That's a tough error.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
$529 diamonds.
528 of them were in the right spot.
You jabroni!
Oh, it's a big deal, and they get gaudier as they go. Could you imagine what they'll have to do if it's a three-peat? They might just have to... I mean, they might just have to give them, instead of like a choker instead of a ring. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.